Tenacious Living Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tenacious Living Radio. My name is Carrie Ann Barron. I am the original BS mentor and founder of Tenacious Living. Today in the virtual studio with me is Judith Cobb. Judith has been a wellness coach for 35 years and a holistic practitioner, teacher, and mentor for 30 years. As a teen, she knew she wanted to work with women's health. At that time, she had no idea what holistic health was or that it even existed. So she gave up her dream of becoming an obstetrician and gynecologist until she met the man of her dreams. He introduced her to the world of herbology and nutrition while they were dating. Now, her clinical passions are women's health with a focus on fertility, high-risk pregnancy, and menopause. Her teaching and mentoring passions are constitutional iridology integrated with herbology and nutrition. In short, Judith is your menopause coach.
Welcome to the show, Judith. How are you today?
I am fabulous, Carrie, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. I wish I'd written it myself.
It's so awesome. So I got to ask, 6.9 grandchildren, what is that all about, first of all?
Well, we have six grandchildren who are actually here and present, and the next one is due the first week of July.
Wow.
So we are counting the minutes, watching our phones and our texts for that note that says, Mom, we're going to the hospital now.
And yeah. Okay, so seven kids. You do not sound like a woman who has seven kids. I just got to put it out there. You sound pretty young.
Well, I am mid-50s, and you know what? I really think that my age has more to do with my attitude and the care I take of myself.
Oh, I love that. Right. So how do you take care? Let's give people a little bit of a background of who you are and how you became, like, your own experience with menopause.
Absolutely. Well, my experience with menopause actually started about 30 years ago as my mother was going through menopause. And I watched her go through menopause and I thought, oh dear, I do not want what she's got. Please help me find a better way, right? And I was into herbs and nutrition at that point in time and had a couple of kids. And it came to me quite by accident. This is a little side story. A new client called me, and I recognized her voice instantly, but she didn't know who I was. And she was a referral from a client I already had. This new client asked if I could help her with some stuff. And when she showed up at my door, I said, you may not remember me, but you were my grade 9 math teacher. And she was the world's best math teacher. She still is dear to my heart. And as we started working on solving some of her health issues, one of them was menopausal hot flashes. And so I started doing things actually to solve her arthritis issues. And lo and behold, if the menopause hot flashes didn't go away too. So when I started making that connection of what I had done, what I had suggested for her, and how it had impacted her, I began to understand one of the key things for most women who go through menopause and have nasty symptoms. So that was my first big aha moment of, we don't have to do it the way my mom did it.
That's a revelation right there, right? It doesn't have to be that way.
Doesn't have to be that way. We don't have to get trapped into the pure medical model of drugs and there's nothing else you can do about it. So, you know, fast forward, I've spent the last 35 years working with my own nutrition, working with my own supplements to keep my body in the best condition I possibly can. Very active lifestyle, work out for at least an hour a day, every day. And if I think I'm going to skip a day, I slap myself on the back of the hand and I put on my runners or I put on whatever spandex I need for the project and get out there and do it for an hour a day, right? And so I've created this wellness model for myself, and I really believe that I have to be my own best billboard.
I love
that. If I'm not willing to do it, how can I ask a client to do it?
That's right.
So that's where I'm coming from is, I've experienced it. The menopause was trying to have some nasty little curveballs in there for me, but I was able to figure out angles and ways around it and ways to get rid of those curveballs and just totally deflect them, so that menopause has become for me another empowering experience, just like the birth of each of my children was in and of itself an empowering experience.
Wow. So how does a mom set, we understand you were going through it yourself, but how did you become into the master herbalist and nutritional consultant? How did you get interested in the holistic health?
That's a very an ancient history story. When I was little, I wanted to be an obstetrician gynecologist, and I wanted to deliver babies at home. It just felt like the right thing to do. But that was back when it was legal for doctors to deliver anywhere they wanted, but they would get run out of town if they did deliver at home. And midwifery was completely illegal back then, totally underground. But I always wanted to do that. Then I went away to school to become a school teacher instead, because I realized I wanted to have a big family. And I couldn't see how running out in the middle of the night to deliver other people's babies was going to serve my family at all. So I had to back that down. And in the process, I met the man I married. We've actually been together 35 years this July. Been married 35 years this July. And his mother was a herbalist. And so I got to study with her for a year, sit in on her client sessions, take notes, work with her clients, and take one child to work with me. And by the end of that first year with her, I was expecting baby number two. And I said, Mom, I cannot bring two babies to work. So she said, well, take these clients, because you've worked a lot with them. Take them with you. Go start your own business. And so the interest has been there since my teen years to do herbs. Well, not herbs. I didn't even know herbs existed, but to do nutrition. And when I had the opportunity to work with my mother-in-law and begin to learn the herbs and the iridology, it all just came into one package and became a part of me.
Mm. It's just so powerful, like what you're sharing and how it all pulls together, because it, I'm just trying to search for the right word, because you, there's so many things that women just think that they need to deal with, right? And what you're saying is it doesn't need to be that way.
No, it never needs to be that way. You may not even have a vision of where you're going or where you're going to end up, but you need to go to every door and crack it open and at least peek in and see if it's a door that you want to walk through.
So what would be some of the symptoms that women are facing? Because you say you work with people in all ages and all stages of their life. So what are some of the most common symptoms that you see that you could help with right now?
If we're talking about women in general, I would have to say that depression is a huge one. And there's a lot that can be done to improve depression with nutrition and supplements. Energy, low energy. Huge. Women are stressed to the max. I really believe that women's lib has not done women any favors. All it did was got us more work to do for the same amount of pay as that we were getting before.
I agree.
And so women are stressed to the max trying to go out and earn a living and be the chief cook and bottle washer and be the chief child care giver. And if they're old, in my age bracket, then they're in the sandwich generation where now they're caring for aging parents as well. So stress is another huge one. And that's probably the main ones that I see. The stress, the low energy, that kind of stuff.
Okay. So it's good. So what would be some of the things that they're saying to themselves that they may indicate that they're on that path? Because I'll be honest, a lot of us, when we're stuck in that low energy, we don't realize that that's part of the issue. So what would be some of the things that they would be saying or experiencing that they wouldn't anticipate that that would be a clue?
Oh, that's a great question, Carrie Ann. Things that I hear them say to me are things like, I just can't do it anymore. Or, I feel like such a loser. Or, I'm really, really overwhelmed. They'll say things like, I just don't even want to go out with my friends anymore.
So they start to retreat. They start to hide out.
Yeah, so they'll say things like, I don't even answer my phone because I know it's my friends wanting to go out and I don't want that. So yeah, they want to hide.
Oh, so you can really help them shift that mindset and really understand that it doesn't need to be that way. And when we come back, when we come back from a commercial break, I want to hear what makes your approach to menopause different from the medical model. Are you up for that?
Oh, you bet I am.
Excellent. Okay, we'll be right back. We'll be right back, you guys, after this short commercial break.
Have you dreamed of being a host of your own radio show and taking your business and story to a wider audience? Tenacious Living Radio is the platform to make your dreams a reality. Contact us at tlrstation.com.
You're listening to Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome back to Tenacious Living Radio. My name is Carrie Ann Barron. I am the original BS mentor. And with me in the virtual studio today is Judith Cobb. She is your menopause coach. Judith, thanks for holding on. How are you doing now?
Oh, doing great. Loving this.
Oh, so before we went to the break, we talked about how you got interested into holistic health and how you became a mom of seven and you're almost a grandmother of seven children. But now what I really want to talk about and find out what we really want to get into is what makes your approach to menopause different from the medical model?
Okay.
Yeah,
right. The biggest differences in my approach to the menopause model are the fact that what I teach women empowers them. You know, when a woman goes to a medical doctor, and I'm so not doctor bashing here, doctors do what they're paid to do. Women come out with drugs. They could come out with anything from a blood pressure medication that might help have the side effect of helping to squash their hot flashes, an antidepressant because they're not sleeping very well. They might come out with an anti-seizure medication because that might help to stop their hot flashes. The woman's not seizuring, but the drug has the side effect for them, right? And when the women come out with those meds, they often don't understand everything about them. Neither are they empowered. They haven't been given tools that they can use on their own to rebuild their health in a different way that will serve them better.
So what tools, what do you do, what do you give them to help them do that?
Well, our initial launching point is always nutrition. It's always food. Food is the foundation of everything for your health. Then we also work with herbs and vitamins as necessary. And I really do believe that because of the condition of our foods these days, we all need some supplementation. Beyond that, I may do some iridology with them to figure out where their weak links are. Because when we know where the weak links are and we support them, that will often have spillover to helping to balance out their menopause as well. And then we can dabble in aromatherapy, we can use flower essences, we can use emotional freedom technique. There's so many other tools that I can pull out on an as-needed basis to help that particular woman that I'm working with right at that moment. Because it's all about that individual. It's not about a protocol. It's about that individual.
So what techniques or how do you figure this out? Because you're a master master herbologist, a nutritional consultant. Yeah. So is there a difference between a nutritional consultant and a holistic nutritionist when you're working with your clients?
No. Designations from different societies and organizations and schools.
Okay.
But it's so, basically the same training.
Okay, so what type of nutrition do we need to be paying attention to when we're moving through this?
Oh, good question. We need to get rid of anything that has a barcode.
Barcode free? Okay.
Yeah. You know, SKUs are good. SKUs are good. We allow barcodes on protein, but typically when we say get rid of the barcode foods, that's your packaged foods. Because most of the packaged foods are lower in nutrient, higher in preservatives and chemicals, and yuck, right? So we want to get rid of that. We want to go back to real food, the way it occurs in nature, to begin laying our foundation. And I don't believe there's necessarily one eating plan that is good for everybody. I do believe in the 50-mile diet, but I believe that within that, we are all biochemical individuals. So something within the 50 miles radius of Calgary that is perfect for me, Carrie Ann, might be toxic poison for you.
What does, can you explain to us a little bit more? What does that biochemical mean? What does that, how does that affect menopause?
That's a good question. Biochemistry just in this case just simply means that everything I've gone through in my life has changed or controls how my body works, which is why if you and I, Carrie Ann, were to go to a doctor with the exact same symptoms, he might give me a prescription, he might give you the same prescription, it might work for me, but it might not work for you because our biochemistries are different. So when we look at menopause, yes, it's a hormone flux. We've got the hormones doing loop-de-loopy things. But the reason my hormones might do that could be entirely different from the reason your hormones are doing it. So we need different answers. We may need different foods. We may need different vitamins. We may need different minerals. We may need different herbs. We may need different exercise programs in order for us to rebalance our own biochemistries to get rid of the menopausal symptoms.
So let's talk about exercise for a little bit. What does that look like for
it
you
looks like,
and your model?
It looks like anything that that my client will do, that she will do regularly, that she enjoys or can fake that she's enjoying. And but the key is it needs to happen regularly. I know where your mind was going with that fake in there, Carrie.
I couldn't resist.
So, you know, so I actually love triathlon. I love biking. I love swimming. I love running. That is my thing. But you might prefer rollerblading, or you might like yoga or a boot camp type workout. The most important thing with the exercise is that you love it. Because if you love it, you'll keep doing it. And we know that exercise in and of itself, for most women, reduces menopausal symptoms at least somewhat.
Wow.
How easy is that?
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that it has such an impact on the body?
Oh, yeah. Good question. Again, you've got great questions, Carrie Ann. It actually goes back to the fact that by the time most of us hit our early to mid-50s, we've done a couple of things. Number one, we've outlived the average lifespan of women as little as 100 years ago, which means we have seen more stress in our lives than women did 100 years ago. That stress takes its toll on our adrenal glands and messes up our cortisol levels. For most of us, if our cortisol levels are messed up, we're going to have a miserable menopause. Exercise is one of the best ways to help regulate your cortisol.
So what is cortisol? Like for someone who, because we've all heard it, but what is the significance of it?
It is the stress coping hormone that is produced by your adrenal glands. It also creates inflammation in your body, which is one of the reasons why we see so many women hit menopause and develop arthritis. And they also develop blood pressure problems often, and that's largely regulated by the adrenal glands all at the same time, because those adrenal glands have been stressed to the max. They just want a vacation. They want to go to Hawaii without you.
I want to go to Hawaii. No, sorry.
Our probably do not want you anywhere near on the same continent, because they are stressed. And exercise, when you've got the nutrition and everything else in place, exercise is the last missing piece for bringing that cortisol into check. And for probably, I'd say in my practice, about 80% of my women, if they will exercise regularly, we can right there reduce their menopausal symptoms by just about half.
So I have to ask, why do so many, is it because they just have so much low energy that they can't find the desire to do the exercise? Because it sounds, why are so many people, why are so many women resistant to exercise? Is it because they're resistant to exercise or they don't have time? What is it in your experience that creates the lack of exercise in a woman's life?
Certainly for a lot of them, it's a time thing. For a lot of them, they are afraid that it will mean that, and it does, but that it means that they have to do it forever.
Right.
That they're going to have to do an hour or two forever, and they think that they've got to get in there and just overdo it to start with and be stiff and sore and miserable, unable to actually move the next day, right? And so that's one of the things that I really work with is I start them gently. I get them, if they already don't have something they want to do, I get them onto a walking program. And it's, you're going to start with just 15 minutes a day, gentle. I want you to smell the roses. Next week, we're going to speed it up and do 15 minutes a day, but go a little faster until we're doing 15 minutes a day pretty fast. Then we're going to start increasing by 5 minutes every week and gradually build them up to where they're at least walking briskly for an hour a day. And because we've done it slowly and gently, they've now figured out how to incorporate this into their schedule. They've now probably become addicted to it. They love how it makes them feel, and they love that they have been able to create a pocket of time that is just for them personally. It becomes a mini vacation. That in and of itself reduces the stress level.
It does.
Yeah,
so I have
really?
A question. Yeah. So when should a woman begin preparing for menopause? And when is it too late to, quote unquote, save a woman from a nasty menopausal experience?
It's never too late.
That's
never,
good news.
Never too late. It is
That's
good news.
Really good news.
I get women in here that are 5, 6, 7 years past their last menstrual period. They're suffering tremendously. And usually within just a couple of months, we've got things calming down nicely, right? Ideally, the time to begin preparing for menopause is when you're about 20.
Really? Wow.
Right? Because when you look at the lives of 20 and 30 and 40-year-old women, how much stress do most of them have? That stress is taking its toll on those adrenal glands, and often their diet and their lifestyle is taking a toll on other organs. And if their adrenals aren't the cause of their menopause, they may have unsettled other organs that we are going to need to fix later on. So really start early, healthful lifestyle, you know, sound, natural nutrition, good food quality, exercise, getting into the habit of going for a massage once every 3 or 4 weeks, spending a little bit of alone time, quiet downtime, creating those habits while they can, so that if they choose to have children, they've ingrained those habits in themselves and they're going to protect them very jealously. And then when they hit menopause again, they've already got these habits in place. They've laid that strong foundation so that it's easier to get through menopause without any bumps and bruises.
It's because so many people don't even think about menopause until, quote unquote, it's too late, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing you say is start planning for, like, not planning for it, but just start developing those new habits and really understanding the importance of it. It's not just to stay happy and healthy. It's also to prepare your body to manage that menopause transition even more effectively. Oh my gosh, this is incredible stuff. Like,
yeah.
Because I never would have at 20 something, I'm like, I don't need to worry about menopause, right? Most
yeah.
women are like that. I don't need to think about it yet. I don't need to worry about it yet. But it's never, it's really a conversation that we need to be having a lot sooner than 40 or 50.
You know, it's really a lot like setting up your retirement fund. If you wait till you're 45 or 50 to start, you're never going to retire nicely.
That's true. That's
but
very
if you
true.
Start, you know, if you start when you're 20, you can probably retire at 50 and live in the lap of luxury.
So true. Wow.
So we have to start young women thinking about it earlier on thinking about how they can care for themselves far in a far superior way that's very supportive of their body, so that when they get to menopause, their body just goes, well, that's a slice. We don't need periods anymore. Let's just get on with the next phase. This will be great.
Next. Yeah.
Yeah, and then exactly.
Then you're moving past. You don't even have to deal with the hot flashes or the sweats or the insomnia or any weight gain or moods or memory problems or depression, or the list goes on and on, right? So they can avoid all of that if they just start preparing soon enough.
Wow.
And if it's not a total avoidance, it will be a serious minimization that is easy to rectify.
And for those that have already started into it, if they're dedicated and they really want to make a difference, it's not too late for them.
You know, I got to tell a little story. A client who shall remain nameless, of course. She and I were actually our friends from another circle, and we were volunteering at an event, and she was hot flashing and fanning herself and dabbing the moisture off her face and just suffering. And I said, you know, I can help you with that, don't you? And she said, well, what do you have? And I said, I have magic pills. So she said, what do you mean? I said, just, you know, call me when you get home tonight, and I'll get a bottle for you. I've got a bottle at home for you. So she started them. And she has to take 6 capsules a day, but it's totally all natural, right? She Facebooked me 2 or 3 days later, and she said, this stuff really is magic. She said, instead of all of these hot, drippy flashes where I'm so uncomfortable, I'm taking the sweaters on and off and on and off, I get 2 or 3 gentle, warm waves a day. She said, I have my life back now, and I can get through the night without waking up with hot flashes. So there was a woman who was thoroughly into menopause, having problems, and within like 2 to 3 days, she was so remarkably improved.
So that is such a powerful story and such a powerful, that's powerful. So how do people get these magic pills from you? How do they connect with you? How do they find you?
They can certainly connect by phone. Can I give my phone number or?
Absolutely.
Okay. Phone number is 403-850-5503 if you're sort of in the Alberta area. If you are further away than that, you want to reach me through my website, yourmenopausecoach.com, and my email link is right there. You can certainly email me there or even leave a comment on one of the articles on my website, and I will certainly get back to you and get you connected with whichever magic solution, or book an appointment and help you find the best solutions for you. Absolutely.
And you have an event coming up soon, correct?
I do indeed. On July 7th, we're having a live webinar, a live online class, all about menopause. People can find out the details for that again on my website, yourmenopausecoach.com, and registration link will be right there on the website as well.
Wow. Judith, it's been so wonderful chatting with you today. I learned a lot. Like, I'm like, yay, it's not too late. I can do something about this. And I want to do something about it. So thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and your expertise with us today. I have a feeling you're going to be coming back on the station fairly soon. So I'm really thrilled. And I'm gonna jump in on your webinar and just sort of see what that's all about. So I'm excited. So excited.
Excellent.
So one last takeaway. What do you want to leave a final thought with our listeners today?
I want women to realize that they have more control over their own health and well-being than most of them can imagine. They just need to be willing to seek out the right kinds of practitioners who can teach them what they need to know so that they can maximize their health and enjoy radiant energy right through childbearing, menopause, right through to their advanced years. It's totally within their reach.
It's beautiful. Thank you for leaving us with that thought. It's totally within your power. It's totally within your reach. Judith, you are the menopause coach. I'm so honored and thrilled to know you. Thank you so much for sharing again. And for everyone who's been listening, I trust that you've learned something from Judith today and that you're going to be looking her up and finding out more about those amazing, the different ways that you can support yourself so you don't have to suffer through the menopause. So again, thank you everyone for listening. Judith, thank you for joining us, and enjoy the music on the other side of this, on the other side of the show. Take care, everyone.